9.
The Taliban is trying to strike back against U.S. Marines. After all, several of the top dogs have now been in custody for a couple of days. In the meantime, closer to home, first thought was terrorism. Second thought, oh no, it's just a nut, a pilot flying into a building where the IRS has an office in Austin, Texas. His name is Joe Stack, and all his friends are flabbergasted that he could do something like this. He was considered to be a level-headed, mellow musician and a friend to all. He says that the IRS robbed him of his savings, and he decided he had had enough and wanted to give them their pound of flesh. We're going to dive into that in a second. In the meantime, Mitt Romney says President Obama is a one-term president. He was one of the speakers at CPAC, which is a big event. It's the 37th year that they've held it, and it was flourishing this year in D.C., and you can imagine why, with all the frustrations and the things that have been happening. The Conservative Political Action Conference is part of the rally, part of the carnival, if you will, getting ready for the midterm elections. And since all the House seats are up, and we have some Senate seats available as well, there's a lot of discussion about the winds of change and who's going to fill some of these seats. In the meantime, the man in question, who is getting whipped up on at CPAC, the butt of many of the jokes, is busy forming a deficit panel and says this is one of the key things that he wants to see going forward, the president that is. In the meantime, though, as he signed that order unilaterally creating this bipartisan commission to what he's calling rein in unruly deficits after Congress rejected a similar idea, he decided that unless lawmakers put aside partisan differences, the red ink trend could continue to whip up on the economy. We all know what the deficit is because we can't even fathom it or figure out what to do with a number that big. $1.4 trillion last year, and you can't even imagine where it's going to end up this year. I promise you. I'm going to New York for a big broadcasting conference. I'm taking my picture, posting on the website in front of that crazy deficit clock that doesn't have numbers that can go all the way up. But just so you know, everything is supposedly on the table. 18 people are on this panel, and it is supposed to be bipartisan. But will it do any good? You can have meeting after meeting after panel after whatever. But is anything decent going to come out of this to solve any of the problems? That's where we begin problems here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you as we swing into yet another fabulous weekend in February. Hopefully where you are, the snow is starting to melt away. Almost everybody, what was it, this time last week, everybody had snow on the ground in every single state except for Hawaii. So Joe Stack, what makes him tick or made him explode is probably the better way to put it. He left a 3,000-word manifesto behind, posted on a website, registered in his name that he's had this bitter feud with the Internal Revenue Service, and it drove him to commit suicide. He slammed a single-engine Piper into an Austin office building that houses the IRS. Specifically, laced inside of this manifesto, he says nothing changes unless there is a body count. And his friends say they had absolutely no clue. The guy was a quiet man, described as a quiet man, a father who visited Norway every year to visit his daughter and grandchildren, and they never even heard him talk about politics, let alone taxes, the government, or what was going on inside his head and what the government was doing to him. They looked back at his records, and apparently he owed a bunch of money tax-wise, And recently, the Franchise Tax Board said he didn't pay state taxes in 96 and 2002. The bill there, $1,153. Stu in Kentucky gets his first crack at this one. Hey, Stu.
Kate. Hey, Kate. First of all, I thought that was channel 102, 10 a.m. But anyways, talk about that Rosie.
Yeah. But, I heard that, but just so you know, before you, I didn't mean to cut you off, I heard part of it. It was crazy. It was just like a jam session all over conservatives, pretty much.
It was disgusting. It's just.
I know.
But, you know, you can share the source and you can end it right there with, you know, she's disgusting. But anyway, how much did the guy owe?
He owed $1,100-some dollars, $142-something dollars.
You know, I want to tell you something. In October, actually late September, shortly after my daughter got out of the hospital, I got a letter from the IRS, and they put a tax lien on me. And it cost me... You know, you hear these guys all the time, tax masters, oh, call us, you know, Ronnie Deutsch, all these.
Sure.
And let me tell you something, there's so many hoops you've got to jump through to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And mine wasn't that much. Mine was like 10,000 some change. We paid the 10,000 some change, had some taxes were amended, I think it was 01, 02, 03, and 04 reamended. And how they got me was, I really didn't know where else I'd have paid it, because I always paid my taxes, is my ex-wife in 04, she works regular job as a nurse, and she claimed the kids, didn't have the right to claim the kids, but she claimed them right away, and when I got my taxes done, they didn't kick them right away, it took a while for them to figure out she'd already claimed them first. And which, you know, she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't think, you know, I didn't think about it. But either way it goes, it was over 10 grand. So, of course, went to the IRS, building and Lexington, sit down with them. And they said, well, you know, I said, well, why is she responsible to pay them back? Because technically, in my opinion, she should be. I have my divorce decree that says it was my right to claim them.
Right.
They said, well, that's a civil matter. You take it up. So I can understand where you get really aggravated with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got another letter from here not quite a month ago, which I just turned over to my attorney. It was in January. For another $11,000 from the same year. And they released everything off of me in October when we paid it off. You see what I'm saying? So I can understand where you get so aggravated.
Because
we gave our 01, 02, 03, and 04 taxes to the lady in Lexington and left them there with her, and she gave us our copies and our receipts showing we left those new taxes with her, you know, where we defended all of them. And they say they still haven't got them tax papers. And we just sent all of them again, our attorney did, registered. So, you know, that way we get a receipt on it when they get them. And it's just, so I understand where you, but I don't understand the whole suicide, especially over a grand. I mean, you know, the guy owns an airplane, you know, he should have $1,000.
I agree. That's the problem. I understand the frustration. Thanks for the call, Stu. I mean, apparently over the years he had paid $40,000, so now he owes $1,153 to be exact, and I agree. It's frustrating. Hang with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As we mush all this together here on America Tonight, 18 medals for the U.S. so far, and Hannah Teeter got silver, Kelly Clark the bronze, and this was in the halfpipe competition of snowboarding. So once again, our snowboarders do come through, not with the gold, but at least with those other two medals, and hey, winning silver and bronze, that's something to be proud of too. We are racking them up at the Olympics. You know, trying to figure out the snowboarding thing, it's like you need a description of it. I had to go back into the history of it to figure out some of what they were talking about. I mean, I understand skiing, I understand the traditional events, but you know, I gotta be honest, I'm not up on snowboarding. I know the basics of snowboarding, but I had to look up a couple of things to figure out what are they talking about. I mean, you look at the pipe and you know that they're going down the pipe, but what are the things, I guess, what are the things the judges are looking for? That's it. I was trying to figure out that part. And then the half pipe, the five judges award notes out of 10, taking in the moves and the jumps that they do. So for the men, for example, with a flying tomato in the last go-around, for the men, a qualifying round of 2 runs determines the 6 finals. Now, I think all of you know that, and then you go from there. But it's interesting. I don't even know that people realize when the birth of snowboarding ever came even about. 1970, and it was an American aerodynamic engineer who designed a snowboard based on the whole idea of a surfboard. And that's when it started to come together. People started to use, at some of the ski resorts, started to do this new thing called snowboarding. And then it took all those years up to 83 before they actually had the first world championships, and they were held in the U.S. And then before you know it, there was a federation 20 years later in 1990. And ultimately, it became an Olympic sport. And the inaugural Olympic tournament was in 1998. And then the 2002 games at Salt Lake City and Turin and 2004. And, of course, now as well what's happening in Vancouver. I think the best athlete, Shaun White, it's just mind-blowing what this cat can do on a snowboard. I don't know any way to put it. I mean, just absolutely incredible. Sadly, while the Olympics are going on, and did you know, 30 million plus people are watching the Olympics. Those are pretty big numbers. So I've heard people say they're not into the Olympics. Ooh, I like summer games better. There's so much other stuff going on, and I just can't, you know, wrap my head around the Olympics. But hey, someone's got to be watching. They would not get those kind of ratings if everybody was focused on whatever the nighttime viewing is, American Idol, or I've never even watched American Idol, but American Idol or whatever the show is that they would normally watch. All right, let's jump into some odds and ends here. Big story in Washington, other than the conservatives meeting, is the fact that the Dalai Lama was in town. Now, he is the exiled Tibetan monk, spiritual leader, if you will, is a better way to put it, spiritual leader, who is adored by thousands around the world, but not by the Chinese. He was booted by the Chinese. So the Chinese apparently not too happy, and had said so many, many times they were hoping that Obama would not have any meetings with the Dalai Lama, but he chose to have meetings at the White House. There were a lot of photographs released of the spiritual man sitting with Obama in conversation. So at the risk of angering Beijing, Obama told the Dalai Lama he backs the preservation of Tibet's culture and supports human rights for its people, and he also gave encouragement to the Dalai Lama's request for talks with the Chinese government. Ooh. Here's what I say, ooh, and I'll tell you why in a second. Here's the Dalai Lama, what he had to say after the meeting with Barack Obama.
I feel great honor seeing President of the greatest democratic country. So since my childhood, I always admire America, not economy or military power, but mainly as a champion of democracy, freedom, human value, or human creativity, these things. So I'm very happy, and as usual, first day I mentioned about my three commitments. Mainly, you see, two commitments. That is, as you know, the promotion of human value in order to bring a peaceful world, a peaceful family, peaceful individual. I mentioned that. For that, I also mentioned the female, biologically more sensitive about others' pain. About others of suffering. So President agreed that. I just express, I wish, you see, the among the leadership, more female should take leadership role. Then second, promotion of religious harmony. And keep one's own tradition, faith towards one's own religion, but must respect all major world religious traditions. That is the basis of genuine harmony among the different traditions.
All right, so the Dalai Lama, if you could understand what he's saying there, met with the president, and I told you what the president had to say after that. Well, here's the delicate, weird relationship the Dalai Lama has had with our presidents because of the way the Chinese feel. The first Bush didn't allow any photos of his 91 talks with the Dalai Lama. Bill Clinton avoided formal sessions altogether. He did drop-bys into the other meetings of the Dalai Lamas. George W. Bush kept his meetings under wraps, too. In 2007, he broke with tradition and appeared in public with the Dalai Lama to present him with a Congressional Gold Medal at the Capitol. But everything about Obama's meeting with the Dalai Lama was pretty much muted, and other than what I just told you and listening to what the Dalai Lama had to say there, because of the way the Chinese feel, they naturally do not like the idea, and holding that debt over our head, of the president's meeting with him whatsoever. He is revered around the world, and he is seen by Beijing as a separatist, pretty much, who's looking to boot the Chinese rule of Tibet. He says it's not true, so China has him off the radar. They regard any kind of official foreign leader contact with the Lama as infringement on its sovereignty, is what they say, over that area, and as a snub to them by doing that. So China was pushing. They knew it was happening because, of course, it was thrown out there ahead of time. They were pushing that Obama not meet with him, warning that the visit could hurt ties. And China is rising on the global scale. We know that. It's pretty much tit for tat now at this point, other than them holding the debt, the U.S. debt, which is beyond frightening the more I think of it. And especially you look at that deficit, ooh, and China cutting holdings of U.S. Treasuries. So we have these kind of, not kind of, but we have at points very strained relations. The government said earlier this week that foreign demand for U.S. Treasury securities fell by the biggest amount since December, with China reducing the holdings by $34.2 billion. Now, here's what you need to know about that. How does this make sense or doesn't make sense? The reductions in holdings, if they keep doing that, would force the government to make higher interest payments when we're running these record federal deficits. And that is what's so dangerous. And they know it. Of course they know it. All right, coming up on the flip side, what else is happening in the world? Plenty. We'll tell you next.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
From Kentucky, our pal in Kentucky, talking about the frustrations and his own personal experience with the IRS. And I think a bunch of us have had things happen with the IRS. I went through a divorce, too, and got a surprise IRS notice in the mail and was irate. And I shouldn't say I was irate, but I was kind to the person I talked to because they're not ultimately the person you get on the phone is not the one responsible for all the steps in between. And there is a lot of crazy things that happen in misbilling and whatnot, but certainly not to the point of, you know, you got to cool your jets, man. You cannot be flying a plane, killing innocent people into a building in protest, saying they're getting their pound of flesh. Because ultimately, what does that accomplish? Does it get rid of the IRS? And do we go to a flat tax? Is there anything that changes as a result of what he did? And the answer to that is no. He gets 15 minutes of infamy, and sadly his family, like those little grandkids, lose a grandfather and they're in shock because they never heard any political rants or IRS rants or any of that kind of stuff. So he robs two people and others too, by the way, they were injured, plus his own family. So his frustration's understandable with things that happen with people with the IRS. Listen, I'm no big fan. You know, we could get into this one night. There's lots of alternatives I would look at, including a flat tax. But what Joe Stack did was mess up a whole lot of people, and there could have been worse. There was a guy who rescued some people that were trapped, thank goodness. He's sort of a hero in this whole thing. He was driving by, broke out the window, helped them, and that was a great thing. By the time the fire trucks got there, it might have been too late for them. So this is still the big shocker in the story that people are talking about. But there are other things happening on the world stage besides the Olympics. We've already told you the 18 medals and the snowboarding and the figure skating, the male figure skating medal, the gold medal, which is tremendous. But there are other things on the world stage to jump to, and we'll do that in a second. First, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I just had my taxes done today.
Uh-huh.
I got to pay out through the nose. But
of course.
I never thought about crashing a plane, you know.
The thing is, you're what I said. He robs the other families of the people that are just working there. Some of them have nothing to do with the taxes, by the way, people who work for the IRS. And it does nothing for his own, sadly, his own grandchildren. He was a musician. Apparently, he's a pretty decent musician. And all these people around him are just stunned. And look what happened. What's resolved as a result of that? Nothing.
Nothing. It won't cost the taxpayers to fix the building.
I was thinking today, actually, that my taxes probably won't get, which I'm getting a refund, shockingly, this time around. Usually it's through the nose for me, too, Rick. I guess I won't get that because, who knows, it's probably lost in the building somewhere.
My taxes go to Columbus, Ohio, so.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah.
And, I never thought about that. I'm depressed when I had to pay what I had to pay, but, you know. It comes around the end on my Social Security, so I get it back in the long run, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way. I mean, the problem is it does fit. And what he said, and what was interesting in what he said, he specifically mentioned in the 3,000-page manifesto the bank bailouts, the bailing out the fat cat bankers, all the greed. So that was eating at him. The fact that I'm the little guy trying to eke out a living, trying to do what I can. I even tried to start a company. So all that was bubbling over, but it doesn't amount to a hill of anything because nothing is getting changed. We're not dissolving the IRS. So nothing is going to happen that's going to amount to anything that's going to help any other taxpayers. That's the deal.
No, I mean, I got paid out through the nose. I know what he's going through. I didn't like the bailout either, but, you know, life still goes on, you know. There'll be a better day tomorrow. Just got to think positive. But I was lucky enough. I got enough paid back from last year to help pay for this year. So.
Right, that's good.
Kind of plan ahead. But, you know, he's talking about the stimulus last night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's got me pretty well stimulated because they got me 10-hour days plus Saturdays. So.
Oh, so you're benefiting.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad to hear. Can we have some applause? Somebody's benefiting, and we found him. He's one of our guys. We need some applause from those people in Minnesota. That's a good thing. We're glad to hear it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think what the problem is, Rick, is that I really believe this. That the stimulus was misunderstood, too, by the way it was laid out, thinking, okay, we're having all these problems, these deficits, these unemployed people. It wasn't a front-loaded thing. In fact, most of it doesn't kick in until the next 2 years, and that's the deal. And so it's almost tailor-made for 2012 or tail end of 2011, but I'm glad that somebody's benefiting.
Yeah, this company, they're working me like a Hebrew Jew, so.
You're bad. So you're working 10 hours then and on the weekends.
Hey, eight hours on Saturday.
8 hours on Saturday.
Yeah. But
all right.
Anyway, all the Hebrews and all the Jews can call you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, thanks for calling, Rick.
When are you doing the basketball?
The basketball comes in March, remember, because we will get ready for the final dance. And once we get to the final 64, then we'll go through those couple of weeks in March and we'll take predictions. And I'll announce it way ahead of time.
or like on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday again, and I'll announce it. So keep your fingers crossed that you might be the winner, since we still have our prize pack. Have a good weekend. Yeah, we'll do another Nail the Score, only this time it's in hoops. So we're bringing it back. That's what we did last time, and actually it was pretty popular with a lot of people. You know, I was talking about the whole IRS deal, and I've actually gotten a couple of emails from some of you. You can email me. I can't believe it. I haven't said it 100 times on the show yet. You can email me at americatonight.net. If you have any thoughts on that, I happen to see one of those polls on one of the cable websites. They actually asked the question, do you consider the Texas plane crash to be terrorism, yes or no? Do you consider it to be terrorism? The answer is no, not our definition of terrorism. So naturally, 67% of the people say no, 33% say yes. So they actually had some people that say yes, but that it's not terrorism. It was a guy who many of us have now said some personal stories that we relate to the frustration, but it doesn't do anybody any good because they get their pound of flesh, is what he's saying in his notes, but innocent people are killed and they're not going to change the tax system. The people that are frustrated, the middle class, the people who have... See, here's what the thing is. Everybody has a personal story. Stu told his personal story. His was a divorce thing. Mine was, whatever. They don't care about that. It doesn't matter. And especially in divorce or relationship situations, because the taxes are joint. Whoever you're with, doesn't matter what they did, no divorce decree or whatever can separate that, even if it's in the divorce decree. Because it does not count. It is separate from that. There is no way of putting that in writing that the partner owed all those and they're going to pay it or whatever. And there's a zillion other stories, other personal stories of, something got screwed up and that's not right, or it's the child care thing, and that wasn't put down right, or there are lots of stories like that, but they do not care. He was right in the sense that they want their pound of flesh, but ultimately do not care. Do not care. And what he did is he robbed a lot of people of time on the planet, including himself, to those grandchildren and daughter who are getting that shocking phone call about what he did. And they couldn't stop it. They couldn't try to talk him out of it, tell him he was crazy and we love you and forget it and who cares and whatever. That, you know, there was no time for that. That's ultimately what came out of that. That's where the problem started. All right, I ended up saying that we were going to talk about world things here because there were some things that happened that I wanted to jump to, including some gunmen. Boy, it's like the OK Corral in Mexico, only everybody speaking Spanish. Gunmen ambushed the mayor of a Mexican town on Wednesday night, killing him, one of the bodyguards, wounding an escort. You just never know who's going to get shot up where. And they killed Ramon Sotolito, the mayor of Guadalupe. It's in the southern part of Chihuahua, one of the states there. It was just a case of he was coming back from something, getting into a pickup truck, and that was it. And pretty much what's happening, and it happened at the same time that Felipe Calderon was holding a meeting in Juarez, and it was supposed to be something drug related. So he's holding this meeting to highlight the violence in Juarez. And this is going on with the mayor just right down the road. What a awful situation in Mexico. Hang with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.YourHCG.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at YourHCG.com. We love you.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you've been on endless blind dates, or you're suddenly single again, or your relationship feels like a minefield. I'm Gloria McDonald, host of Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net, and I've helped hundreds of people find and grow successful, loving relationships, and I can help you. Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net will get you from slump to relationship success.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is no good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. That's not enough.
Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, some things I can't get used to.
Hey, coming up, we think on Sunday's America Tonight, besides Sam, who has a bet with me that the men's hockey team, the Canadians, will beat the U.S., and I, of course, think the U.S. will beat Canada. Sam will be singing the Star Spangled Banner. I'm so sure of it, so you'll get to hear that. Otherwise, if it should perhaps go the other way, which I doubt, then I will be singing O Canada on the air. Can you imagine? I just don't have that singing voice thing. I mean, not the worst, but certainly nowhere near the best. But anyway, also coming up on Sunday's show, we think we're going to be able to get Tom Hackett. He is the doctor for the snowboarding team. In fact, he was supposed to come on our show tonight. He just left us a message, rather, that one of the athletes was injured and he's treating the athlete. And I think that was Kelly Clark, who got the bronze medal. It looked like to me like she did something on the course on the half pipe. So it's interesting. And he's also the team doctor for the Colorado Rockies, but he's with the men and the women in snowboarding. And with the conditions there, there have been things that he's had to deal with, including they do the blood doping tests. And one of the first Olympics, one of the, not USA, but another snowboarder was disqualified for drugs. So they have to go through that whole testing thing. And then, of course, whatever the injuries are as well. All right, other things to hit here on America tonight as we're getting closer to the weekend. If you are around next hour, we'll be doing our little cheap movie review. It's good stuff this time around, I promise you. But as we're at the end of the week, and here we were talking about the financial situations and things that we've all had to deal with as far as the IRS is concerned. In the meantime, my favorite person, I guess not, would be Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman. I don't have a lot of time for what they've done with the Federal Reserve. Well, they've decided to boost the rate banks pay for emergency loans. It's part of a move to pull back the aid that they initially gave to fight the financial crisis. Now, by doing it, it won't directly, what Bernanke is saying, it won't directly affect borrowing costs for us, for Americans, but with the worst of the crisis over, it would bring the Fed's, they say, main lending program closer to normal. So they chose to bump the discount rate by 0.25 point. It kicks in Friday. And the central bank said that it shouldn't be seen in any way as a signal that it's going to boost interest rates for businesses and us, for consumers. And they keep pledging to keep the rates at record low levels for an extended period to try to help the economic recovery, like the whole buying a house thing, first-time buyers are in the house for a couple of years and whatever the interest rates are and whatever they can yield. Well, that's nice, since they tanked us for the past 2 years. I mean, the big question is, are we going to start seeing a sell-off? Are we going to start seeing selling with treasuries with maturities of 2 years or less? Remember when you had like 5 cents in your pocket and you bought 2 treasury bonds or you bought a few treasury bonds? That's part of what I'm talking about. So, I mean, is the economy really growing? I think most Americans, frankly, ordinary Americans and a lot of small businesses have had a very tough time, found it hard to borrow. So, I mean, credit was pretty much shut down starting in 2008, and banks that wanted to get money had nowhere to go except for the Fed. So now they can easily jump into the private lending sources. So that's why the Fed says they felt better about boosting the rate the banks pay on the loans because the conditions are better. I better not wake up tomorrow and look at my statement and find that I get another fee slapped on. You know that hidden thing? You do the online banking or whatever. Or maybe you don't, but you get your statements and you have no idea that you were paying what for what. And it's $3, then it's $5, then it's $7, then it's a rollover of this. I'm telling you, constantly those hidden ghost charges there and for credit cards. Where if you're somebody who pays, what is ultimately the reward? Because too many people are finding they wake up and what their limit is has been drastically changed. And then guess what? That affects your credit score. And so much is ultimately hinges on that whole credit score thing. All right, this is a giant story for tomorrow. You're going to be sick of this, hearing this tomorrow wherever you turn. And the questions are going to be like, should Tiger Woods be forgiven? Will you root for Tiger Woods if he goes back on tour? Tiger is heading back to therapy. That's been leaked out, that he's going to go back to therapy. It was just a week break, and that's why he's been around. But he's going to speak for the first time since this whole thing happened, even though it's a contrived situation. Hey, look, he's a golfer. He can do whatever he wants, and anybody can have whatever opinion of him that they want. I think he'll go back on tour. I can't imagine that he's not going to play golf anymore, which is why the only photograph we've seen of him has been jogging the other day. So he's going to speak, keep it brief, not take any questions, and make a statement. And the statement will probably have some apologies to his family or kids or whatever. I can only imagine it would be sprinkled with that. And then most likely talk about where he will go next. You know, this has been all the way back to November 27th. This is how long ago this was, when the whole car deal happened. His wife apparently took a club to him, and then all of the extramarital affairs just started to tumble out of the woodwork. I mean, just, it was like the greatest hits. Every day another shoe dropped. So who knows? There's nobody's clear. I mean, I've tried to get this out of a few people, and certainly there's golf writers who have much better cred with the PGA. And nothing has been released about whether or not he's going to return to play. That's where I think it would get interesting, because how could he be completely insulated from the galleries? And I don't know, are people embracing him after this whole thing, or could care less, or, you know, I don't know. He's one of the most recognized faces, though, and athletes in the world, so it's difficult to completely ignore it. You can't ignore it. Television ratings, no joke, double when he is in contention. And whenever he is vying for it, and that's happened a bunch, he's won 71 times on the PGA Tour and 14 majors. That's only four short of Jack Nicklaus. I've seen him play a few times, and it's crazy the people following him, but it's crazy the numbers when he's in the hunt on the weekend. He is a cha-ching machine. The PGA can say whatever they want, but they care about the money. I imagine they're trying, if any conversations were had, they're trying to get him to go back on tour, because it hurts them. It hurts the overall, the pocketbook of the PGA. And what do they care about? That's what they care about. So he's going to give this five-minute deal to the media. Three wire services, the AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, were invited. The Golf Writers Association of America offered a pool of three reporters, negotiated for six. Then the board of directors said, you know what, we don't want to do this. Can't ask any questions, forget it. Do whatever you want, we don't care. Wow. So they got seven satellite trucks already set up shop in the Marriott parking lot. They're ready to roll. It looks almost like a Super Bowl event, and he's not even going to answer any questions. Oh, my, oh, my.
You know, a week ago, we didn't know we were going to make it. We were watching all the images of that winter weather, the extraordinary blizzard, that even impacted government. I don't know if you know this, but the Congress couldn't meet to vote on bills. The regulatory agencies couldn't meet to set new regulations either. And the president couldn't find anywhere to set up a teleprompter to announce new taxes. Now that I come to think of it,